The government says the company behind the popular Hooked on Phonics tutorial program has sold its customers' personal information. That's despite a promise to keep that information private. Today, the Federal Trade Commission announced it has settled a case with Gateway Learning Corporation. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
When the makers of Hooked on Phonics began selling products on the web in the year 2000, the company followed the advice of government regulators and privacy advocates alike. It put a strong privacy policy on its web page. That policy promised not to sell, rent, or loan any personally identifiable information to any third party without customers' consent. Then, according to the FTC's Howard Beals, the company did just the opposite.
Our complaint alleges that Gateway rented the information to target marketers, contrary to explicit promises in its privacy policy that it would not do so. The marketers used this information, which included name, address, telephone number, and the age range and gender of the customer's children, to send mailings and to make telemarketing calls to Gateway's customers.
Other companies have faced criticism for changing their privacy policies for the future. That in itself is not illegal. But Beal says Gateway deceived consumers through a kind of cover-up strategy. It changed its privacy policy to allow for the sale of information, even data that had been collected under the old privacy promise.
We allege that after collecting the information, Gateway changed its privacy policy to allow it to share the information, but didn't notify customers who had already given their information or get their consent to the change.
Gateway made $4,600 from the sale of information from about 30,000 customers. As part of a settlement with the FTC, Gateway must now pay that amount to the government. Gateway released a statement saying it was pleased to have resolved the matter and gave no further explanation. As Internet commerce boomed in the late 1990s, privacy advocates pointed to the web as a major privacy threat in need of regulation. E-commerce leaders persuaded Congress not to pass broad privacy laws, arguing that industry self-regulation would work better. Ari Schwartz of the Center for Democracy and Technology says the Gateway settlement shows the perils of an approach that relies heavily on corporate responsibility.
We want to see a baseline law that puts into place just at least a baseline so that consumers know what they're getting into and they don't have to go down into the fine print to find out that the policy can be changed at any time.
For now, consumers will need to keep an eye out for sudden changes in company privacy policies and hope the government does the same. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.